So I grew up in a Christian family in a Russian Baptist church. My dad was a pastor, and as a family, we always had family devotion, singing and praying. We were taught to do all the right things and practically lived in church and learned to follow all the church rules. When I was 8 years old, I came forward the first time at 10 revival meetings to give my heart to Jesus. I thought from then on I will not sin anymore and will always obey my parents. The next day I discovered that it was not so. We emigrated to America when I was 10. Our family went to the same type of Slavic Baptist church here. There were a couple times that I responded to altar calls, and each time I thought it was the real one. However, when I was about 12 or 13, somewhere around that age, I started seriously thinking and wondering what it meant to be saved. Ever since I can remember, we heard the Bible being read and were taught to do good, but I still felt miserable, that miserable burden of sin and the fear of hell. I also wanted a personal relationship with Christ and to be truly saved. When my brother, who I was close with, became a Christian and his life drastically changed, it really affected me because I was searching for that same change, that new life. I started reading my Bible and prayed regularly. I was so hungry for God's Word. I remember reading through books of the New Testament in a day. During that time, I felt God's presence so keenly in my life. And later, I stood up in church and asked to be baptized. So during baptism instruction class, our teacher said that in order to be baptized, we need to be born again. And that made me worried because I wasn't sure if it happened to me. I fasted, prayed, and searched the scriptures to understand what it means to be born again, if it really happened to me. At first, I thought that it was supposed to be an event or something special that has to happen. I talked with my father and the baptism class teacher, and we prayed, and I remember having peace and reassurance that I was saved and believed that God has forgiven my sins through Christ's blood on the cross. My new life in Him testified to my spiritual birth. I was overjoyed and desired to serve Him and to do His will. That fall, I remember I went to ninth grade in public school. I took my Bible to school every day because I just wanted to read it every day. And whenever I had a chance, I told others about Him. A lot of students would ask me what I'm reading, and I would share with them. Later that fall, on icy cold November day, I was baptized in the river. I and the others, we didn't want to wait until next summer. After we moved to Virginia from Massachusetts, I became involved in music ministry in the church. I became very busy with ministry work that it took a toll on my daily relationship with God. We were taught that being busy was a sign of good standing in the church. However, there were seasons where God would work with me and draw me to Himself, reminding me that what is really important. We were taught as long as we followed all the rules of the church, like the strict dress code, and were busy with various ministries, that's what was pleasing to God and made our salvation sure. After Victor and I married, things kind of slowed down a bit as far as ministry went. We became busy parents, and after a while we started to notice how spiritually starved we were, and the fact that we weren't getting biblical teaching in the church. After reading scripture, I would have so many questions that I wish I could ask someone. And the few times that I did, they said that my questions sounded Calvinistic. Many times I was disappointed after church service when I felt like I haven't heard anything to help me grow spiritually, like I needed more. So we started listening to sermons online. We went to a conference, and it was the first time I heard the gospel and Christ preached without deeds-based salvation. We started reading books and listening to podcast sermons, and But we were missing the fellowship of like-minded believers. We started looking for a church that preaches God's word faithfully and where we can be members in fellowship with Christ's body. Becoming a Christian was a process for me, but I can wholeheartedly say that Jesus is my Lord, who died for my sins.
Amen.
And took my punishment that I deserve. He has forgiven me and made me a new creation in Him. Daily, I lean on Him for my strength. I believe that He's able to preserve me to the end. Also, thank God that He led me to this church, to Emmanuel Baptist Church,
Amen.
Where I can grow spiritually through His Word and fellowship of believers. And I sincerely agree with the covenant of this church and support it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, I too was born and grew up in a Christian family. My family immigrated from the former Soviet Union, and parents came from a Russian Baptist background. So, Russian Baptists, for the most part, very like the fundamental Baptists, and specifically the church we came from most recently has some Mennonite influence in it as well. And all throughout my childhood, teen years, and young adult life, we attended Russian Baptist churches, which were also held in the Russian language as well, and here in the U.S. So my worldview was thus shaped by those churches. And throughout my early teen years, I responded to a couple of altar calls and thought that I was a Christian because of that, but my life didn't testify to that. I didn't read my Bible regularly. Prayer was more of a repetitive habit, and church attendance was habitual as well. It's just what everyone in our community did, and I didn't reject God. In fact, I genuinely believed that I was a Christian, and would even marvel how could someone live life and not know about God. When I got to the ages of 15 and 16, I started to hang out with the wrong crowd, some questionable people, and that led to that moment when God stopped me in my tracks and made me see myself for the wretched sinner that I was. At 16 years old, a couple of my friends at the time convinced me to try drinking. And so I really was curious what it would be like. So they went and stole some alcohol, and we snuck out one night and drank a lot, but both of the guys I was with got really drunk to the point that they had trouble walking. I, on the other hand, didn't feel or notice anything different about the way I felt, and I can remember that night very clearly. The next morning, when confronted by our parents, the conviction hit me like a ton of bricks. Seeing the other two guys with their hangovers really painted a picture for me of the wretched condition of a sinner, and that was me. That morning, I repented, acknowledging my sinful nature, and became God's child. Looking back now, I realize that it was God's doing, a miracle, that I didn't get drunk, that I actually was able to understand what really was going on. And since that point, I started to desire to be a Christian, but didn't get good teaching until I was about 17, when by God's providence, I started to attend a house church that my parents were a part of. There, for about 8 years, I sat under expository preaching and teaching, learning what it means to pray, study the Bible, and have a desire to meet with the church. I also started hearing the gospel, and at the age of 19, I was baptized. After 8 years, God willed that our house church be disbanded, and that is when we started attending the House of Prayer, Russian Baptist Church in Hinton, and that's where Nadia and I met, and later we got married. So while attending this church, I felt like there was something missing, and that at this point, I started to regress in my walk with the Lord because of the busyness of church life, as Nadia mentioned. Church activities, helping with youth, teen, and children's camps. Even at one point, I was appointed a youth leader. And music programs, and all these things filled up my time, and I started to believe that I was doing a lot for God and doing His will, but all I was doing was filling my time up with busy work and not actually pursuing God. By God's grace, Nadia and I started to read and hear messages from some Reformed pastors, and this led us to look for more, since we could plainly see that this teaching was the truth according to Scripture. In 2021, we were blessed to be able to attend the G3 conference, where through the messages we heard, we received confirmation that this is really where God is leading us. And so I thank God for His amazing grace towards us, towards me, for the blood of Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit that sustains me through the trials of life until the day that I meet my Lord and Savior in glory. There's still a lot of growing to do, and I thank God that He is patient with me. I'm confident that He has led us to this church, and that I'll be able to learn and grow further under the teaching of the pastors. After going through the member classes, reading through the church covenant, and much prayer, I can say that I agree with and fully support the terms of the covenant. I'm also very encouraged with how welcoming everyone is. It really gives the sense that this church is truly one body with many members serving the Lord together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have a question for Nadia.
We told her no questions.
So you were baptized in the Cold River in Virginia or Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
In November. That's the kind of members we need.